The Concordant Version of the Old Testament, copyright 2021 by the Concordant Publishing Concern. The First Book of Chronicles, Chapter 1, Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Japheth's sons, Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan and Elisha, Tubal, Meshech, and Tiras. Gomer's sons, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. Javan's sons, Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. Ham's sons, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. Cush's sons, Saba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. Rama's sons, Sheba, and Dedan. Cush begot Nimrod. He started to become a master in the earth. Mizraim begot the Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtuhim, Pathrusim, Casluhim, from where the Philistines came forth, and Kaphtorim. Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, the Arkite, the Sinite, the Arvadite, the Zemarite, and the Hamathite. Shem's sons, Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. Aram's sons, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arphaxad begot Canaan, Canaan begot Shelah, and Shelah begot Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the land was distributed. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan begot Almadad, Shelef, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan, Shem, Arphaxad, Canaan, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Ro, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram. He is Abraham. Abraham's sons, Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogical records. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These were they, Ishmael's sons. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine. She bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuach. Jokshan's sons, Sheba and Dedan. Midian's sons, Ephah, Epher, Enoch, Abida, and Eldah. All these were Keturah's sons. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac's sons, Esau and Israel, Esau's sons, Eliphaz, Reuel, Jush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. Reuel's sons, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. Seir's sons, Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. Lotan's sons, Hori and Hemam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. Shobal's sons, Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. Zibeon's sons, Aya and Anna. Anna's sons, Dishon. Dishon's sons, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Sharan. Ezer's sons, Bilhan, Zavan, and Akan. Dishon's sons, Uz, and Aran. And these were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom, before a king reigned over the sons of Israel, Bela, son of Beor. And the name of his city was Dinhabah. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah from Bozrah, reigned in his stead. When Jobab died, Husham from the Temanite land reigned in his stead. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Samla from Masrekah reigned in his stead. When Samla died, Saul from Rehoboth by the stream reigned in his stead. When Saul died, Baalhanan, son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. When Baalhanan died, Hadad, son of Bered, reigned in his stead, and the name of his city was Pau. The name of his wife was Mehetabel, daughter of Matred, daughter of Mezahab, and Hadad died. So the sheikhs of Edom came to be, the sheikh of Timnah, the sheikh of Alva, the sheikh of Jetheth, the sheikh of Oholibamah, the sheikh of Elah, the sheikh of Pinon, the sheikh of Kenaz, the sheikh of Teman, the sheikh of Mibzar, the sheikh of Magdiel, the sheikh of Iram. These were the sheikhs of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the names of Israel's sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Judah's sons, Onan, and Shelah. The three were born to him by the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. But Judah's firstborn, was evil in Yahweh's eyes, and he put him to death. Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore for him Perez and Zerah. Judah's sons were five in all. Perez's sons, Hezron and Hamul. Zerah's sons, Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol and Darda. They were five in all. Carmi's sons, Akar, the troubler of Israel, who offended in regard to the doomed goods. Ethan's sons, Azariah. Hezron's sons who were born to him, Jeremiel, Ram Caleb, and Aram. Aram begot Amminadab, and Amminadab begot Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon begot Salma, and Salma begot Boaz. Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot Eliab his firstborn, Abinadab his second, Shemaiah his third, Nethanel his fourth, Radai his fifth, Ozem his sixth, David his seventh, and their sisters Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons, Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail bore Amasa. Amasa's father was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb son of Hezron begot by Azubah his wife, Jerioth. These were her sons, Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb took to himself Ephrath, and she bore for him Hur. Hur begot Uri, and Uri begot Bezalel. Afterward, Hezron came to the daughter of Mashir, father of Gilead. He took her when he was 60 years old, and she bore for him Segub. Segub begot Jair, who came to have 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Yet Geshur and Aram took Havoth-Jair from them, along with Kenneth and its outskirts, 60 cities. All these were sons of Gilead's father Mashir. After Hezron's death in Caleb Ephrathah, Hezron's wife Abiah bore for him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Hezron's firstborn Jeremiel were Ram, his firstborn, and Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel came to have another wife. Her name was Atara. She was Onam's mother. The sons of Ram, Jeremiel's firstborn, were Maaz, Jamin, and Iker. Onam's sons were Shammai and Jada. Shammai's sons, Nadab and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail. She bore for him Ahban and Molad. Nadab's sons, Seled and Apaim. Seled died having no sons. Apaim's sons, Ishi. Ishi's sons, Shishan. Shishan's sons, Ahlai. Shammai's brother Jada's sons, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died having no sons. Jonathan's sons, Peleth and Zaza. These were the sons of Jeremiel. Shishan came to have no sons, only daughters. Now Shishan had an Egyptian servant. His name was Jarha. So Shishan gave his daughter as a wife to his servant Jarha, and she bore for him Attai. Attai begot Nathan, and Nathan begot Zabad. Zabad begot Eflal, and Eflal begot Obed. Obed begot Jehu, and Jehu begot Azariah. Azariah begot Helez, and Helez begot Eliasa. Eliasa begot Sismai, and Sismai begot Shalom. Shalom begot Jechemiah, and Jechemiah begot Elishama. Jeremiel's brother Caleb's sons, Misha his firstborn, he was the father of Zeph, and the sons of Mareshah, father of Hebron. Hebron's sons, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema begot Rehum, father of Jorkiam, and Rechem begot Shammai. Shammai's son, Maon, and Maon was the father of Bethzur. As for Caleb's concubine, Ephah, she bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez. As for Haran, he begot Gazez. Jadai's sons, Regem, Jotham, Gishan, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaph. As for Caleb's concubine, Maka, she bore Sheber and Tirhana. She bore also Shaph, father of Madmana, and Sheva, father of Machbena, and father of Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were Caleb's sons. The sons of Hur, firstborn of Ephrathah, Shobal father of Kiriath Jearim, Salma father of Bethlehem, Hara father of Beth Gader. Shobal father of Kiriath Jearim came to have sons, Reiah, half of the Menuhoth. The families of Kiriath Jearim, the Ithrite, the Puthite, the Shumathite, and the Mishrite. From these came forth the Zorathite and the Eshtaolite, Salma's sons, Bethlehem, the Netophathite, Atroth Beth Joab, half of the Manahathite, the Zorite, the families of the scribes dwelling at Jabez, the Tirathite, Shemiathite, and Succothite. They are the Kenites who came from Hamath, father of the house of Rechab. Chapter 3. These are David's sons who were born to him in Hebron, the firstborn, Amnon, by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, the second, Daniel, by Abigail the Carmelite, the third, Absalom, son of Maacah, daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth, Adonijah, son of Haggith, the fifth, Shephatiah, by Abital, the sixth, Ithream, by his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron, and he reigned there 7 years and 6 months. Then he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, these four by Bathsheba, daughter of Amiel. Also there were Ibar, Elishama, Elpalet, Nogah, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet, these nine. All were David's sons aside from the concubine's sons, and Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son, Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son, Josiah's sons, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom, Jehoiakim's sons, Jeconiah his son, Zedekiah his son, the sons of Jeconiah as prisoner, Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Netabiah. Pedaiah's sons, Zerubbabel and Shimei, Zerubbabel's sons, Meshullam, Hananiah and their sister Shelemith. There were five others, Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, Jushab Hesed, Hananiah's sons, Pelatiah and Jeshiah, Rephiah's sons, Arnon's sons, Obadiah's sons, Shechaniah's sons, Shemaiah with the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Egal, Beriah, Neariah, Shaphat, six in all. Neariah's sons, Elioenai, Hizkiah, Azrakam, three in all. Elioenai's sons, Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. Chapter 4, Judah's sons, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal's son Reiah begot Jahath, and Jahath begot Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathite. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. Their sister's name was Hazalelponi. Penuel was the father of Gedor, and Azer was the father of Hushah. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, father of Tekoa, came to have two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore for him Ahuzam, Hefer, the Temanite, and the Ahashtarite. All these were sons of Nara. Hela's sons, Zereth, Zohar, and Ethnan. Kaz begot Anub, Hazobiba, and the families of Aharhel, son of Haram. Jabez came to be more illustrious than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I have borne him in grievous labor." Jabez called on the Elohim of Israel, saying, "May you bless, yea, bless me. May you increase my territory, and let your hand be with me. And may you keep me from evil so as not to grieve me." And Elohim brought about what he requested. Shuha's brother Kalub begot Mehir. He was the father of Eshton. Eshton begot Beth-Rapha, Paseah, Tehina, father of Ir-Nahash, brother of Esalon the Kenizzite. These were the men of Rekah, Kenaz's sons, Othniel and Sariah. Othniel's sons, Hathath and Meonothai. Meonothai begot Ophrah, and Sariah begot Joab, the father of Geharashim, because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, son of Jephunneh, Eru, Elah, and Nam. These were the sons of Kenaz, Jehalalel's sons, Ziph, Zipha, Tiria, and Asarel. Ezra's sons, Jether, Merid, Epher, and Jalon. Jether begot Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, father of Eshtemoah. His Judean wife bore Jared, father of Gedor, Heber, father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, father of Zenoah. These were the sons of Bithia, daughter of Pharaoh, whom Merid took. The sons of Hodiah's wife, the sister of Naham, Deliah, father of Keilah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Meshathite. Shimon's sons, Amnon, Rinnah, Benhanan, and Telon. Ishi's sons, Zoheth and Benzoheth. The sons of Shelah, son of Judah, her father of Lekah, Lada, father of Marisha. The families of the house for the production of fine linen at Beth Ashbea, Jochim, the men of Kozeba, Joash and Seraph, who found spouses at Moab and returned to Bethlehem. The annals are ancient. They were the potters dwelling at Netaim and Gedera. They dwelt there with the king for his work. Simeon's sons, Nemuel, Jamin, Jerib, Zerah, Saul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son, Mishma's sons, Hamuel his son, Zachar his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, yet his brothers had not many sons, so all their families did not become as numerous as Judah's sons. They dwelt in Beersheba, Molada, Hazar Shual, Bilha, Ezim, Tolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susim, Beth Biri, and in Sharaim. These were their cities until the reign of David. Their hamlets were Etam, Ain, Rimmon, Token, and Ashan, 5 cities in all, together with all their hamlets around these cities as far as Baal. These were their dwellings. In their genealogy they had registered Meshobab, Jamlech, Joshua son of Amaziah, Joel, Jehu son of Joshabiah, son of Sariah, son of Asiel, Elioenai, Jacobah, Jeshohiah, Asaiah, Adiel, Jesimiel, Benaiah, Ziza son of Shiphi, son of Alon, son of Jediah, son of Shimri, son of Shemaiah. These, coming by names, were princes in their families, and the house of their fathers had unfolded abundantly. They went to the entrance of Gedor to the east of the ravine to seek pasture for their flock. They found fertile and good pasture, and the land was broad in expanse, quiet and at ease, for those dwelling there previously were from the sons of Ham. But these written by names came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and smote their tents, and the Munim who were found there, and they doomed them unto this day. They dwelt in their stead, because there was pasture there for their flock. 500 men of them, of Simeon's sons, went to Mount Seir, with Peladiah, Neriah, Raphiah, and Uziel, sons of Ishi, at their head, and smote the delivered remnant of Amalek. They have dwelt there unto this day. Chapter 5. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was indeed the firstborn, but when he profaned his father's birth, his birthright was given to the sons of Israel's son Joseph. So in the genealogy, he was not registered according to the birthright. Though Judah became masterful over his brothers and a governor came from him, the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Enoch, Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. Joel's sons, Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reiah his son, Baal his son, Bera his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser king of Assyria carried away into exile. He was a prince of the Reubenite. His kinsmen by families as registered in their genealogical records, Jael the head, Zechariah, Bela son of Azaz, son of Shema, son of Joel. He dwelt in Aroer as far as Nebo and Baal-Meon. He also dwelt to the east as far as the entrance into the wilderness that extends to the stream Euphrates, for their livestock had increased in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul they made war on the Hagarites, who fell by their hand. So they dwelt in their tents throughout the east of Gilead. Gad's sons dwelt in front of them in the land of Bashan as far as Saleka. Joel the head, Shapham the second, Janai, and Shaphat in Bashan. Their kinsmen by their father's house, Michael, Meshullam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachan, Zia, and Eber, 7 in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, son of Jeroah, son of Gilead, son of Michael, son of Jeshishai, son of Jado, son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, son of Guni, was the head of their father's house, and they dwelt in Gilead, in Bashan, and in its outskirts, and on all the common pasture lands of Sharon unto their border areas. All of them had their genealogies registered in the days of Jotham king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel. Reuben's sons, the Gadite, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Out of their able sons, they had 44 Urah Sebeminhun, 60 men marching forth in the militia host, who bore shield and sword, positioned the bow, and were experienced at war. They made war on the Hagarites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. When they were helped against them, the Hagarites and all who were with them were given into their hand, for they cried out to Elohim in the battle, and he let himself be entreated by them because they trusted in him. So they captured their livestock, 50,000 of their camels, 250,000 flocks of sheep, 2,000 donkeys, together with 100,000 human souls. But many others fell slain because the battle was of the one, Elohim. Then they dwelt there in their stead until the deportation. The sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh dwelt in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. They were numerous also in the Lebanon. These were the heads of their father's house: Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. Masterful men of valor, men of renown, heads of their father's house. But they offended the Elohim of their fathers and prostituted after the Elohim of the peoples of the land, whom Elohim had exterminated before them. So the Elohim of Israel roused the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he deported them, that is, the Reubenite, the Gadite, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. He brought them to Hala, Haber, Hara, and the stream of Gozan unto this day. Chapter 6, Levi's sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Kohath's sons, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Amram's children, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar begot Phinehas, Phinehas begot Abishua, Abishua begot Buki, Buki begot Uzi, Uzi begot Zerahiah, Zerahiah begot Merioth, Merioth begot Amariah, Amariah begot Ahitub, Ahitub begot Zadok, Zadok begot Ahimaaz, Ahimaaz begot Azariah, Azariah begot Johanan, and Johanan begot Azariah, the one who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah begot Amariah, Amariah begot Ahitub, Ahitub begot Zadok, Zadok begot Shalom, Shalom begot Hilkiah, Hilkiah begot Azariah, Azariah begot Sariah, Sariah begot Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went into exile when Yahweh deported Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. Levi's sons, Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of Gershom's sons, Libni and Shimei. Kohath's sons, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Merari's sons, Mahli and Mushi. These are the Levite families by their father's house. Of Gershom, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimah his son, Joah his son, Edo his son, Zerah his son, Jetherai his son, Kohath's sons, Ezer his son, Korah his son, Asher his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Asher his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, Saul his son, Elkanah's sons, Amasai and Ahimoth, Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son, Samuel his son, Samuel's sons, Joel the firstborn, and the second Abijah. Merari's sons, Mahli, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shimeah his son, Haggiah his son, Asaiah his son. These are the Levites whom David assigned to officiate as song leaders in the house of Yahweh after the coffer came to its rest. They were ministers in song before the tabernacle of the tent of appointment until Solomon built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem. And they officiated in their service as was their custom. Those who officiated and their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathite, Heman the cantor, son of Joel, son of Samuel, son of Elkanah, son of Jeroham, son of Eliel, son of Toa, son of Zuf, son of Elkanah, son of Mahath, son of Amasai, son of Elkanah, son of Joel, son of Azariah, son of Zephaniah, son of Tahath, son of Asir, son of Ebiasaph, son of Korah, son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi, son of Israel, and his kinsman Asaph, who stood on his right, Asaph, son of Berechiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Michael, son of Basiah, son of Malchijah, son of Ethni, son of Zerah, son of Adiah, son of Ethan, son of Zimah, son of Shimei, son of Jahath, son of Gershom, son of Levi. Merari's sons, their kinsmen, stood on the left: Ethan, son of Kishi, son of Abdi, son of Malach, son of Hashabiah, son of Amaziah, son of Hilkiah, son of Amzi, son of Bani, son of Shemer, son of Mahli, son of Mushi, son of Merari, son of Levi. Their kinsmen, the Levites, were dedicated to all the service at the tabernacle of the house of Elohim. But Aaron and his sons were fuming incense on the altar of a sin offering and on the altar of incense. They had all the work of the Holy of Holies and to make a propitiatory shelter over Israel, performing every task just as Moses, the servant of Elohim, had given instruction. These are Aaron's sons: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Abishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zerahiah his son, Marioth his son, Amariah his son, Ahitub his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. These are their locations for their domiciles in their territory. To Aaron's sons of the Kohathite family, for theirs was the first lot, they gave to them Hebron in the land of Judah and its common pasture lands around it. But the field of the city and its hamlets they gave to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So they gave to Aaron's sons the asylum city Hebron, also Libna and its commons, Jatir, Eshtemoah and its commons, Hillin and its commons, Debir and its commons, Ashan and its commons, Juta and its commons, and Beth Shemesh and its commons. From the stock of Benjamin, Gibeon and its commons, Geba and its commons, Alameth and its commons, and Anathoth and its commons. All their cities distributed among their families were 13 cities. To the rest of Kohath's sons fell by lot 10 cities from the family of the stock of Ephraim, from the stock of Dan, and from the half-stock of Manasseh. To Gershom's sons, according to their families, fell by lot 13 cities from the stock of Issachar, from the stock of Asher, from the stock of Naphtali, and from the stock of Manasseh in Bashan. To Merari's sons, according to their families, fell by lot 12 cities from the stock of Reuben, from the stock of Gad, and from the stock of Zebulun. So the sons of Israel gave those cities and their common pasture lands to the Levites. They gave by lot from the stock of Judah's sons, from the stock of Simeon's sons, and from the stock of Benjamin's sons, these cities which they called by names. For some of the families of Kohath's sons, the cities of their lot came from the stock of Ephraim. They gave to them the asylum city Shechem and its commons in the hill country of Ephraim, also Gezer and its commons, Yokmeam and its commons, Beth Horon and its commons, and from the stock of Dan, Elteke and its commons, Gibbethon and its commons, Ajalon and its commons, Gath Rimmon and its commons, and from the half stock of Manasseh, Tanakh and its commons, and Bileam and its commons, for the families of the rest of Kohath's sons. They gave to Gershom's sons of the Levite families from the other half stock of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan and its commons, also Ashtaroth and its commons, from the stock of Issachar, Kishion and its commons, Dabarath and its commons, Ramoth and its commons, Anam and its commons, from the stock of Asher, Mashal and its commons, Abdon and its commons, Hukok and its commons, Rehob and its commons, from the stock of Naphtali, Kadesh in Galilee and its commons, Hammon and its commons, and Kiriathaim and its commons. They gave to the rest of Merari's sons from the stock of Zebulun, Rimmono and its commons, Tabor and its commons, and beyond the Jordan at Jericho, to the east of the Jordan, from the stock of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness and its commons, Yassa and its commons, Kedemoth and its commons, Mephath and its commons, and from the stock of Gad, Ramoth in Gilead and its commons, Mahanaim and its commons, Heshbon and its commons, and Jazer and its commons. Chapter 7. Issachar's sons, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. Tola's sons, Usi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their father's house by descent from Tola, and masterful men of valor. According to their genealogical records, their number in the days of David was 22,600. Uzi's sons, Izrahiah, and Izrahiah's sons, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, Ishiah, all five of them were heads. Besides them, according to their genealogical records of their father's house, were 36,000 troops of the military host, for they had many wives and sons. Their kinsmen and all the families of Issachar were masterful soldiers, 87,000 in all, as registered in their genealogy. Benjamin's sons, Bela, Becher, and Jediael, 3 in all. Bela's sons, Esbon, Uzi, Uziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, 5 in all, heads of their father's house, 22,034 masterful soldiers, as registered in their genealogy. Becher's sons, Zemira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were Becher's sons. They were registered according to their genealogical records as heads of their father's house, 20,200 masterful men of valor. Jediael's sons, Bilhan and Bilhan's sons, Jush, Benjamin, Ehud, Chenana, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All of these were Jediael's sons, heads of their father's house, 17,200 masterful soldiers marching forth for battle in the militia host. Shupim and Huppim were the sons of Ir, Hushim the sons of Aher, Naphtali's sons, Jasiel, Guni, Jezer, and Shalom. These were the sons of Bilha. Manasseh's sons, Azrael, whom his Aramean concubine bore. She also bore Mashir, father of Gilead. Mashir took a wife for Huppim and for Shupim. His sister's name was Maka. The name of the second son was Zelophehad. Yet Zelophehad came to have only daughters. Mashir's wife Maka bore a son and called his name Peresh. His brother's name was Sherish, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam. Ulam's sons, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, son of Manasseh. His sister Hamaleketh bore Ishod, Abizer, and Mahla. Shemida's sons were Ahian, Shechem, Lichi, and Aniam. Ephraim's sons, Shuthelah, Becher his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabad his son, Shuthelah his son, also Ezer and Eliad, whom the men of Gath born in the area killed because they had gone down to take their livestock. Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. Then he came to his wife. She became pregnant and bore a son. He called his name Beriah, for he was born when evil had come to his house. His daughter was Shira, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shira. There was also Repha his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan his son, Ladan his son, Amihud his son, Elishama his son, Nun his son, Joshua his son. Their holdings and their dwelling places were Bethel and its outskirts, to the east Naran, to the west Gezer and its outskirts, Shechem and its outskirts, as far as Aya and its outskirts, and alongside the sons of Manasseh, Beth Shean and its outskirts, Tanakh and its outskirts, Megiddo and its outskirts, Dor and its outskirts. In these dwelt the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. Asher's sons, Imnah, Ishva, Ishvi, Beriah, and their sister Sarah. Beriah's sons, Heber and Malkiel, father of Birzith. Heber begot Japhlet, Shomer, Hotham, and their sister Shua. Japhlet's sons, Pasach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons, Shomer's sons, Ahi, Rogah, Hubah, and Aram, his brother Helam's sons, Zophah, Imnah, Shelish, and Amal. Zophah's sons, Suah, Harnifer, Shual, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shammah, Shilshah, Ithran, and Bera. Jether's sons, Jephunneh, Pispah, and Arah. Ula's sons, Arah, Haniel, and Rizziah. All these were Asher's sons, heads of their father's house, ideal masterful soldiers, the heads of princes. They were registered in the militia host for battle. Their number was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Benjamin begot Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. The sons of Bela came to be Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Shepaphon, and Huram. These were Ehud's sons, these who were heads of their father's house of those dwelling in Geba when they deported them to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. He deported them. He begot Uzzah and Ahihud. Shaharaim begot children in the field of Moab after he had sent away his wives Hushim and Bara. By his wife Hodish, he begot Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Juz, Sakia, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of their father's house, by Hushim he had begotten Abitub and Elpal. Elpal's sons, Eber, Misham, and Shemed. He built Ono and Lod with its outskirts. As for Beriah and Shema, they were the heads of their father's house of those dwelling in Ajalon. They drove away the dwellers of Gath, Ahio, Shishak, and Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, and Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Yoha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizki, and Heber, Ishmerai, Islia, and Jobab were the sons of Elpal. Jachim, Zishri, and Zabdi, Elianai, Zilathai, and Eliel, Adiah, Beriah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, and Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, and Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Antathijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Shashak. Shamsherai, Shehariah, and Athaliah. Jarashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeraham. These were the heads of their father's house according to their genealogical records. These heads dwelt in Jerusalem. In Gibeon dwelt Jael, the father of Gibeon, and his wife, whose name was Makkah. His firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, and Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, and Zeker. Mikloth begot Shemaiah. These also dwelt in front of their kinsmen in Jerusalem with their kinsmen. Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malkishua, Abinadab, and Eshbal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. Micah's sons, Python, Melech, Tereah, and Ahaz. Ahaz begot Jehoiada, and Jehoiada begot Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri begot Moza, and Moza begot Benaiah. Rapha his son, Eliasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names. Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, Sheria, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were Azel's sons, his brother Eshek's sons, Ulam his firstborn, Jush the second, and Eliphelet the third. Ulam's sons came to be masterful men of valor, positioning the bow, having as many as 150 sons and sons of sons. All these were from the sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel had been registered by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the scroll of the kings of Israel and Judah when they were deported to Babylon for their offense. The first to settle on their holdings in their cities were lay Israelites, priests, Levites, and Nethinim. Some of the sons of Judah, some of the sons of Benjamin, and some of the sons of Ephraim and Manasseh settled in Jerusalem. Uthai, son of Amihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Bani, from the sons of Perez, son of Judah, of the Shilonite, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons, of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel and their kinsmen, 690 in all, of the sons of Benjamin, Salu son of Meshullam, son of Hodaviah, son of Hasanua, Ibniah son of Jeroham, Ela son of Uzi, son of Michri, Meshullam son of Shepatiah, son of Royal, son of Ibnijah, and their kinsmen, according to their genealogical records, were 956. All these men were patriarchal heads of their father's house, of the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshullam, son of Zadok, son of Merioth, son of Ahitub, governor of the house of Elohim, Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pasher, son of Malkijah, Masai, son of Adiel, son of Jazira, son of Meshullam, son of Meshillamith, son of Immer, and their kinsmen, heads of their father's house, 1,160 masterful men of ability in the work of the service of the house of Elohim. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, from the sons of Merari, Bakbakar, Harish, Galal, Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who dwelt in the hamlets of the Netophathite, the gatekeepers, Shalom, Akub, Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brothers, Shalom was their head, hitherto in the king's gate toward the east. They were the gatekeepers of the camps of the sons of Levi. Shalom, son of Kore, son of Ebiasaph, son of Korah, and his brothers of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, guarding the thresholds of the tent, as their fathers had been guarding the entrance of the camp of Yahweh. Formerly, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, had been chief officer over them. Yahweh was with him. Now Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance opening to the tent of appointment. All of them who were ideal as gatekeepers at the thresholds were 212. They were registered in their genealogy in their hamlets. David and Samuel the seer had founded them because of their faithfulness, so that they and their sons were on guard duty at the gates to the house of Yahweh, to the house of the tent. The gatekeepers were in four directions, east, west, north, and south, and their brothers in their hamlets had to come and join those for 7 days from time to time. Because of their faithfulness, the four master gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in charge of the rooms and the treasuries of the house of Elohim. They lodged all night round about the house of Elohim, for guard duty was upon them, and they were in charge of the key to open up from morning to morning. Some of them were in charge of the service vessels, for by number they brought them in, and by number they would bring them forth. Some of them were assigned to take care of the furnishings, all the vessels of the sanctuary, the flour, the wine, the oil, the frankincense, and the aromatics. But some of the sons of the priests compounded the ointment for the aromatics. Mattathiah of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, was in charge of the preparation of flat cakes because of his faithfulness. Some of their kinsmen, of the sons of the Kohathite, were in charge of the bread of array to prepare it Sabbath by Sabbath. These were the singers, the heads of their father's house of the Levites in the rooms, who were released from other duty because they were on duty in the work by day and night. These were the heads of their father's house of the Levites, heads according to their genealogical records. These dwelt in Jerusalem. In Gibeon dwelt Jael, the father of Gibeon and his wife, whose name was Maacah, his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, and Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. As for Mikloth, he begot Shimeam. They too dwelt in front of their kinsmen in Jerusalem along with brothers of theirs. Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan's son was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal begot Micah. Micah's sons, Pithon, Melech, and Tereah. Ahaz begot Jarah, and Jarah begot Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri begot Moza, and Moza begot Benaiah. Rephaiah his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names: Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, Shariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were Azel's sons. Chapter 10. As for the Philistines, they made war on Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines smote Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. Then the fighting was heavy around Saul. The shooters with the bow found him, and he was wounded very severely by the shooters. So Saul said to his gear-bearer, "Draw your sword and stab me with it, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." Yet his gear-bearer did not comply, for he was very fearful. Then Saul took the sword and fell upon it. When his gear-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell upon the sword and died. Thus Saul died, and his three sons on that day, and all his house, they died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the vale saw that Israel had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled. So the Philistines came and dwelt in them. It was on the morrow when the Philistines came to strip those slain that they found Saul and his sons, fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and carried off his head and his gear, and sent messengers to the land of the Philistines round about to bear the tidings to their fetishes and to their people. They placed his gear in the house of their Elohim and fastened his skull in the house of Dagon. After all those in Jabesh-Gilead had heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all men of valor rose up and carried off the corpse of Saul and the corpses of his sons and brought them to Jabesh. Then they entombed their bones under the terebinth in Jabesh, and they fasted 7 days. Thus Saul died for his offense with which he had offended Yahweh concerning the word of Yahweh that he had not kept, and also for asking of a medium to make inquiry, and he did not seek after Yahweh. Consequently, he put him to death and turned the kingship over to David, son of Jesse. Chapter 11. All Israel convened to David at Hebron, saying, Behold, your bone and your flesh are we. Heretofore, even while Saul was king, you were the one bringing Israel forth to war and bringing it in. And Yahweh, your Elohim, said to you, you shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall become governor over my people Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David contracted a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David as king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh by means of Samuel. After this, David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, that is Jebus, and the Jebusite dwellers of the land lived there. The dwellers of Jebus said to David, you shall not enter here. Yet David seized the fastness of Zion, that is the city of David. Now David had said, anyone who smites a Jebusite first shall be commander in chief. At that, Joab, son of Zeruiah, went up first and became the chief. David dwelt in the fastness, therefore they called it the city of David. Then he built up the city round about, from the Millo bulwark to the surrounding wall, while Joab himself revived the remainder of the city. Thus David went on getting greater, and Yahweh of hosts was with him. And these are the heads of David's masters of war, who showed themselves steadfast with him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. This is the roster of the masters of war who belonged to David: Jashobeam, son of Hachmoni, the head of the three. He brandished his spear against 300, all slain at one time. Next to him came Eleazar, son of Dodai, the Ahohite, who was among the three masters of war. He was with David at Pasdamim, when the Philistines were gathered there for battle, where there was a portion of a field full of barley, and the people had fled before the Philistines. Yet they stood by in the midst of the portion, and reclaimed it, and smote the Philistines. Thus Yahweh saved with a great salvation. Three of the 30 head men went down to the rock to David at the cave of Adullam, while a force of Philistines was encamping in the vale of Rephaim. David was then in the fastness, and the garrison of the Philistines was then at Bethlehem. Now David voiced his yearning and said, who may give me to drink water from the cistern of Bethlehem that is at the gate? So the three rent their way into the camp of the Philistines and baled water from the cistern of Bethlehem at the gate. When they had carried and brought it to David, then David would not drink it, but poured a libation of it to Yahweh. He said, far be it from me, my Elohim, to do this. Should I drink the blood of these men who went risking their souls? For it was at the risk of their souls that they brought it, and he would not drink it. These are the exploits that the three masters of war performed. As for Joab's brother Abishai, who was head of another three, he brandished his spear against 300, all slain. He won a name among the second three. He was more illustrious than the two others of the three, and so he became their chief. Yet he did not come to the rank of the first three. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada from Kabzeel, was a man of many valiant deeds. It was he who smote the two sons of Ariel of Moab. Once on a snowy day, he went down and smote a lion inside a cistern. He also smote an Egyptian man, a giant of 5 cubits. Although the Egyptian had a spear like a weaver's heddle rod in his hand, he went down to him with a club and snatched the spear from the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. These are the exploits that Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, performed. So he won a name among the three masters of war. Behold, though he was more illustrious than the 30, he did not come to the rank of the first three. Yet David placed him over his household guard. These are the valiant masters of war: Asahel, brother of Joab, Elhanan, son of Dodo from Bethlehem, Shammath the Hararite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira, son of Ikish the Tekoite, Abiezer the Anathothite, Sibbekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophathite, Heled son of Bana the Netophathite, Ithai son of Ribai from Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Parathonite, Hurai from the Wadis of Gosh, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharumite, Eliaba the Shalbanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizanite, Jonathan son of Shaggy the Hararite, Ahiam son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal son of Ur, Hefer the Mecharathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Narai son of Esbai, Joel brother of Nathan, Mibhar son of Hagri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berathite, the gear bearer of Joab son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zabad son of Ali, Adina son of Shiza the Reubenite, a head of the Reubenite, and by him 30, Hanan son of Makkah, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashterothite, Shama and Jeel sons of Hotham the Aroerite, Jediel son of Shimri, and his brother Joha the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, Jeribai and Joshaviah sons of Elnam, Ithma the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jasiel the Mezabite. Chapter 12. These are the ones who came to David at Ziklag while he was restrained because of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the masterful men, helpers in the warfare, weaponed with the bow, using the right hand and using the left hand, with sling stones or with arrows with the bow. They were of the kinsmen of Saul from Benjamin. At the head were Ahiezer and Joash, sons of Shemaiah the Gibeathite, Jeziel and Pelet, sons of Asmaveth, Barakah, Jehu the Anathothite, Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a masterful man among the 30 and over the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, and Shephadiah the Harophite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Jashobim, the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebadiah, sons of Jeroham, from Gedor. From the Gadites, these separated themselves to David at the fastness in the wilderness, masters of valor, warriors fit for battle, in array with the large shield and the lance. Their faces were the faces of lions, and they were swift as gazelles upon the mountains. Ezer was the head, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These from the sons of Gad were heads of the host. The least significant one was equal to 100, the greatest to 1,000. These were the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it was in full flood over all its banks. Then they drove away all those in the vales to the east and to the west. Some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came as far as the fastness to David. So David came forth before them and responded by saying to them, "If you have come to me in peace to help me, my heart shall be one with you. But if to betray me to my foe, though there is no violence in my hands, then may the Elohim of our fathers see it and arbitrate." Then spirit clothed Amasai, head of the 30. "We are yours, David. We are with you, son of Jesse. Peace, peace be with you, and peace with him who helps you, for your Elohim will help you." So David received them and put them among the heads of the raiding party. Some of Manasseh fell in with David when he came with the Philistines against Saul for battle. Yet they did not help them, for on council the chieftains of the Philistines dismissed him, saying, "By our heads he may fall in with his lord Saul." When he went to Ziklag, there fell in with him of Manasseh Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, and Zilithai, heads of the thousands who belonged to Manasseh. They helped David against the raiding party, for all of them were masters of valor and came to be chiefs among the host. So at that time, day in, day out, they were coming to David to help him, until there was a great camp, like the camp of Elohim. These are the numbers of the heads of those outfitted for the host who came to David at Hebron to turn over Saul's kingdom to him, corresponding to the word of Yahweh. Sons of Judah carrying the large shield and the lance, 6,800 outfitted for the host. Of the sons of Simeon, masters of valor for the host, 7,100. Of the sons of the Levites, 4,600. Jehoiada, chief officer of the house of Aaron, and 3,700 with him. Zadok, a youthful master of valor, with 22 chiefs of his father's house. Of the sons of Benjamin, kinsmen of Saul, 3,000. Hitherto, most of them had observed allegiance to the house of Saul. Of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800 masters of valor, men of renown of their father's house. Of the half-stock of Manasseh, 18,000 who were specified by name to come to make David king. Of the sons of Issachar, knowledgeable men with an understanding for the proper time so as to realize what Israel should do. Their heads were 200, with all their kinsmen at their bidding. Of Zebulun, 50,000 going out to the host, in array for the battle with all the weapons of war, so as to help David without a double-minded heart. Of Naphtali, 1,000 chiefs, and with them 37,000 with a large shield and spear. Of the Danites, 28,600 in array for the battle. Of Asher, 40,000 going out to the host in array for the battle. From Transjordan, 120,000 of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all the weapons of the host for the battle. All of these were men of war, flocking together in array. Wholeheartedly, they came to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. Also, all the remainder of Israel was of one heart to make David king. They were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their kinsmen had prepared for them, and also those near to them, as far away as Issachar, Zebulun, and Naphtali, were bringing bread on donkeys, camels, mules, and oxen, food such as meal flour, pressed dried figs and clusters of raisins, wine and oil, a herd of cattle and a flock of sheep, everything in abundance, for there was rejoicing in Israel. Chapter 13. David consulted with the chiefs of the thousands and the hundreds, with every chief officer. Then David said to the entire assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of Yahweh our Elohim, do let us unfold, do let us send to our remaining kinsmen in all the areas of Israel, and also to the priests and Levites who are with them in the cities where they have common pasture lands, that they may gather together to us, and do let us bring around the coffer of our Elohim to ourselves, for we did not seek after him in the days of Saul." The entire assembly agreed to do so, for the matter seemed upright in the eyes of all the people. So David assembled all Israel from the Shihor of Egypt, as far as Lebo Hamath, to bring the coffer of the one, Elohim, from Kiriath Jearim. Then David and all Israel went up to Bala, to Kiriath Jearim, that belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the coffer of the one, Elohim, over which the name is called, the name of Yahweh dwelling over the cherubim. They let the coffer of the one, Elohim, ride on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, with Uzzah and Ahio leading the cart. David and all Israel were gambling before the one, Elohim, with all their strength and with songs, with harps and zithers, with tambourines, cymbals, and bugles. When they came to the threshing site of Kidon, Uzzah stretched forth his hand to take hold of the coffer, for the oxen were restive. And the anger of Yahweh grew hot against Uzzah, and he smote him because he had laid his hand on the coffer, and so he died there before Elohim. Now the distress of David grew hot because Yahweh had breached a breach against Uzzah, and one has called that place Perez Uzzah until this day. David became fearful of the one, Elohim, on that day and said, "How can I bring the coffer of the one, Elohim, to me?" So David would not take away the coffer to himself into the city of David, and he had it turned aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. So the coffer of the one Elohim remained with the house of Obed-Edom in its own abode 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Chapter 14. Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David with cedar timber, sidewall masons, and carpenters to build him a palace. Thus David realized that Yahweh had established him as king over Israel, for his kingship was so highly uplifted for the sake of his people Israel. In Jerusalem, David took more wives, and David begot more sons and daughters. These are the names of those who were born to him in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan and Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua and Elpalet, Nogah, Nepheg and Japhia, Elishama, Biliada and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed as king over all Israel, then all the Philistines marched up to seek David. But David heard of it and went forth facing them. As for the Philistines, they came and ransacked in the vale of Rephaim. David inquired of Elohim, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines, and will you deliver them into my hand?" Yahweh replied to him, "Go up, for I will give them into your hand." So they went up to Baal-perazim, and David smote them there. David said, "The one Elohim has breached through my enemies by my hand like a breach of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal-perazim. Since they had forsaken their Elohim there, David ordered that they be burned in the fire. Once again the Philistines came up and ransacked in the vale of Rephaim. So David inquired again of Elohim. Yet the one Elohim replied to him, "You shall not go up after them. Go around about them, so that you come against them opposite the aspens. Let it come to be, as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the aspens, then go forth into the battle, for the one, Elohim, will have gone forth before you to smite the army camp of the Philistines. David did so, just as the one Elohim had instructed him, and they smote the camp of the Philistines from Gibeon as far as Gezer. Thus the renown of David went forth into all the lands, and Yahweh himself put the awe of him upon all the nations. Chapter 15. When he had houses built for himself in the city of David, and had a place prepared for the coffer of the one Elohim, he pitched a tent for it. Then David decreed that none save the Levites were to carry the coffer of the one Elohim, for Yahweh had chosen them to carry the coffer of Yahweh and to minister to it for the eon. David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the coffer of Yahweh to its place that he had prepared for it. David also gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief and his kinsmen, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief and his kinsmen, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief and his kinsmen, 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief and his kinsmen, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his kinsmen, 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief and his kinsmen, 112. Then David called Zadok and Abiathar the priests and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Aminadab. He said to them, "You are the heads of the father's house of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your kinsmen, and bring up the coffer of Yahweh Elohim of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you were not there for what was the first time Yahweh our Elohim breached forth against us, for we had not inquired of him according to the custom." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the coffer of Yahweh Elohim of Israel. Then the sons of the Levites carried the coffer of the one Elohim on their shoulders with the slider bars on them, just as Moses had instructed by the word of Yahweh. David also ordered the chiefs of the Levites to install their kinsmen, the singers, with the instruments of song, zithers, harps, and cymbals, making them heard so as to raise high the voice of rejoicing. So the Levites installed Heman son of Joel, and from his kinsmen, Asaph son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari their kinsmen, Ethan son of Cushiah, together with them their kinsmen who were second in rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micniah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, and Azaziah the gatekeepers. They also installed the singers Heman, Asaph, and Ethan to make music with the copper cymbals. And Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Uni, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah with zithers tuned to Alamoth. And they installed Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Micniah, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah with harps tuned to the Sheminith as overseers. Kenaniah, the chief of the Levites in the carrying service, was to admonish those carrying loads, for he was proficient. Berechiah and Elkanah were to be gatekeepers for the coffer, while the priests Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eliezer should blow the bugles before the coffer of Elohim. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were to be gatekeepers for the coffer. Then David came with the elders of Israel and the chiefs over the thousands, going along to bring up the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. Since it was due to the help of the one Elohim that the Levites were carrying the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, they sacrificed 7 young bulls and 7 rams. As for David, he was garbed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the coffer, the singers, and Kenaniah, the chief in charge of the carrying service by the singers. And David had on a vestment of linen. So all Israel were bringing up the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, with the sound of trumpets, with bugles and with cymbals, making music with zithers and harps. As the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh was coming as far as the city of David, Saul's daughter Michal gazed out through the window and saw King David dancing and gambling, and she despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. Thus they brought in the coffer of Elohim, put it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and offered a sin offerings and peace offerings before the one Elohim. When David had finished offering up the sin offering and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. Then he distributed portions to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to each one a loaf of bread, a date cake, and a raisin cake. He appointed some of the Levites to minister before the coffer of Yahweh, to commemorate, to acclaim, and to praise Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, Asaph the head, and second to him, Zechariah, then Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael, with instruments like zithers and harps, while Asaph was making music with cymbals. Benaiah and Jehaziel the priests, with bugles, were regularly before the coffer of the covenant of Elohim. Then on that day, David gave a psalm for the first time to acclaim Yahweh by means of Asaph and his brothers. Acclaim Yahweh, call on his name, make known his actions among the peoples, sing to him, make melody to him, meditate on all his marvelous works, boast in his holy name. Let the heart of those seeking Yahweh rejoice. Seek after Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments of his mouth, O seed of Israel, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is Yahweh, our Elohim. In all the earth are his judgments. Remember his covenant for the eon, the word he enjoined on 1,000 generations, that he contracted with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. He ratified it to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as a covenant aeonian, saying, to you shall I give the land of Canaan, the region of your allotment. When you became few adult males in number, only a few, and sojourners in it, then they walked from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people. He would not permit any man to exploit them, and on their behalf he reproved kings, saying, you must not touch my anointed ones, and to my prophets you must not do evil. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Bear the tidings of his salvation, day after day. Recount his glory among the nations, among all the peoples, his marvelous works. For great is Yahweh and praised exceedingly. Fear-inspiring is he over all Elohim. For all the Elohim of the peoples are useless idols. As for Yahweh, he has made the heavens. Splendor and honor are before him. Strength and exhilaration are in his dwelling place. Grant to Yahweh, families of the peoples, grant to Yahweh glory and strength. Grant to Yahweh the glory of his name. Bear an approach present and come before him. Worship Yahweh in his holy effulgence. Travail because of his presence all the earth. Indeed established is the habitants. By no means shall it slip. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth exult. Let them say among the nations, Yahweh himself reigns. Let the sea thunder and its fullness. Let the field be joyous and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wildwood shall be jubilant because of the presence of Yahweh. For he comes to judge the earth. Acclaim Yahweh, for he is good. For his benignity is aeonian. And say, save us, O Elohim of our salvation. Convene us and rescue us from the nations, to acclaim your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, from the eon and until the eon. Then all the people were saying, Amen, and gave praise to Yahweh. Then he left Asaph and his brothers there before the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, to minister before the coffer regularly, as the ritual required day by day, as well as Obed-Edom and his brothers 68, also Obed-Edom son of Yeduthun and Hosah as gatekeepers, also Zadok the priest and his fellow priests before the tabernacle of Yahweh on the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer up ascent offerings to Yahweh on the altar of ascent offering regularly, morning and evening, and to carry out all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he had enjoined on Israel. With them were Haman and Jeduthun, with the rest of the ideal appointees who were specified by name to acclaim Yahweh. For his benignity is aeonian. With them, Haman and Jeduthun, were bugles and cymbals for making music, and instruments for the songs of Elohim. And the sons of Jeduthun were at the gateway. Then all the people left, everyone to his home, and David turned around to bless his own household. Chapter 17. It came to be, as soon as David was settled in his palace, David said to Nathan the prophet, Behold, I am dwelling in the palace of cedars, while the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh is beneath a sheet tent. Nathan replied to David, "Do all that is in your heart, for the one, Elohim, is with you." But it was in that same night that the word of Elohim came to Nathan the prophet, saying, "Go and say to David my servant, thus said Yahweh, not you should build for me the house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought up Israel until this day, but I have been moving about from tent to tent in a tabernacle. Wherever I moved about among all of Israel, have I ever spoken a word to one of Israel's judges whom I commissioned to shepherd my people, saying, why have you not built for me a house of cedars? And now thus shall you say to my servant David, thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, I myself took you from the homestead, from following the flock, to become governor over my people Israel. I shall be with you wherever you go, and I shall cut off all your enemies from before you. I will make for you a name, like the name of the great ones who are on the earth, and I will provide a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they can tabernacle by themselves and shall no longer be disturbed. The sons of iniquity shall not continue to harass them just as at the first, ever since the days when I commissioned judges over my people Israel. And I will make submissive all your enemies. I am telling you that Yahweh shall build a royal house for you. It will come to pass when your days are fulfilled to go and lie down with your fathers. Then I will raise up your seed after you that shall come to be one of your own sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I will establish his throne for the eon. I myself shall become for him like a father, and he shall become for me like a son. As for my benignity, I shall not withdraw it from him as I withdrew it from him who was before you. I will install him in my house and in my kingdom for the eon. His throne, it shall become established for the eon." According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. Then King David came and sat before Yahweh. He said, "Who am I, O Yahweh Elohim, and what is my house that you have brought me as far as hither? While this may be still small in your eyes, O Elohim, yet you are speaking also about your servant's house for the far future, and you have me in your view according to the law for humanity in ascendancy, O Yahweh Elohim. What more could David add to you for the glory granted to your servant? For you yourself know your servant. O Yahweh, for the sake of your servant and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness by making known all the great achievements. O Yahweh, there is no one like you, and there is no Elohim except you among all of whom we have heard with our ears. And who is like your people, like Israel, the one nation on the earth that the one, Elohim, went to ransom for himself as a people, to make for you a name for great achievements and fear-inspiring deeds, to drive out nations before your people that you ransomed from Egypt? You have established your people Israel for yourself as your people for the eon, and you yourself, O Yahweh, have become their Elohim. And now, O Yahweh, may it come true for the eon, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house. Do just as you have spoken, and may it come true. May your name be magnified for the eon, saying, Yahweh of hosts, Elohim of Israel, is Elohim over Israel, and the house of your servant David, may it become established before you. For you, my Elohim, you have revealed to the ear of your servant to build a house for him. Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray before you. And now, O Yahweh, you are he who is the one, Elohim, and you are speaking to your servant of this goodness. Now you are disposed to bless the house of your servant that it may come to be before you for the eon. For you yourself, O Yahweh, have blessed and are blessed for the eon. Chapter 18. It occurred afterward that David smote the Philistines and made them submissive. He also took Gath and its outskirts from the hand of the Philistines. Then he smote Moab. Thus the Moabite became David's servants, carrying tributary presents. David also smote Hadadezer, king of Zobah, at Hamath as he was going to set up his hand at the stream Euphrates. David seized from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 men on foot. David hamstrung all chariot steeds, yet he reserved from them enough for 100 chariots. When the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadadezer, king of Zobah, David smote of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David placed garrisons in Syrian Damascus. Thus the Syrians became David's servants, carrying tributary presents. So Yahweh saved David everywhere he went. David took the golden arrow cases which were carried by Hadadezer's servants and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Tibbath and from Kun, cities of Hadadezer, David took a very great amount of copper. With it Solomon made the copper sea and the columns and the copper furnishings. When Tou king of Hamath heard that David had smitten the entire army of Hadadezer king of Zobah, he sent his son Hadoram to King David to ask him about his well-being and to congratulate him because he fought against Hadadezer and smote him, for Hadadezer had been a man engaged in warfare against Tou. He also sent all sorts of articles of gold and silver and copper. King David sanctified them to Yahweh, along with the silver and the gold that he had carried off from all the nations, from Edom and from Moab, from the sons of Ammon, and from the Philistines and from Amalek. As for Abishai, son of Zeruiah, he smote Edom in the Salt Ravine, 18,000 in all. Then he placed garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became servants to David. So Yahweh saved David everywhere he went. David reigned over all Israel, and it came to be that he was dealing out right judgment and justice to all his people. Joab, son of Zeruiah, was over the military host, and Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was the recorder. Zadok, son of Ahitub, and Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, were priests, and Shapshah was the scribe. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethite and the Pelethite. As for David's sons, they were the first in rank at the king's side. Chapter 19. It occurred afterward that Nahash, king of the sons of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. David said, I shall show kindness to Hanun, son of Nahash, for his father showed kindness to me. So David sent messengers to console him over his father. But when David's courtiers came to the land of the sons of Ammon to Hanun to console him, then the chief officials of the sons of Ammon said to Hanun, Is David glorifying your father in your eyes because he sent consolers to you? Is it not rather in order to sound out the city, to overturn it, and to spy in the land that his courtiers came to you? So Hanun took David's courtiers and shaved them. He cut their coats in half up to the buttocks and sent them away. When others went and told David about these men, he sent to meet them, for the men had been utterly mortified. So the king said, Remain in Jericho. When your beard sprouts, then you can return. The sons of Ammon discerned that they had brought themselves in bad odor with David. So Hanun and the sons of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire for themselves from Aram-Naharaim, from Syrian Makkah, and from Zobah chariots and horsemen. Thus they hired for themselves 32,000 chariots and the king of Makkah and his people. Then they came in and encamped before Medeba. As for the sons of Ammon, they were gathered from their cities and came in for the battle. When David heard of it, he sent Joab with the entire military host and the masters of war. Then the sons of Ammon marched forth and arranged themselves for the battle at the portal of the city, while the kings who had come in were alone by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the battle line was against him both front and rear, then he chose some of all the choice men in Israel and arrayed them to meet the Syrians. The rest of the soldiers he gave into the hand of his brother Abishai, and they arrayed them to meet the sons of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too steadfast for me, then you come to my salvation. But if the sons of Ammon are too steadfast for you, then I will save you. Be steadfast and do let us encourage ourselves in behalf of our people and in behalf of the cities of our Elohim. As for Yahweh, he shall do what is good in his eyes. When Joab and the soldiers with him drew close for the battle facing the Syrians, they fled before him. As for the sons of Ammon, they saw that the Syrians had fled, and so they themselves also took to flight before his brother Abishai and went into the city. Then Joab came back to Jerusalem. When the Syrians saw that they were stricken before Israel, they sent messengers and brought forth the Syrians who were from across the stream, with Shaphak, chief of Hadadezer's military host, before them. When this was told to David, then he gathered all of Israel's men, crossed the Jordan, and advanced against them, and drew up in battle array against them. When David drew up in battle array to meet the Syrians, then they fought against him. Yet the Syrians fled from before Israel, and David killed of the Syrians 7,000 charioteers and 40,000 men on foot. He also put to death Shaphak, the chief of their host. When all the kings, the servants of Hadadezer, saw that they were stricken before Israel, then they made peace with David and served him. And the Syrians were not willing to save the sons of Ammon anymore. Chapter 20. It came to be at the season of the year's return the season when kings march forth, that Joab led out the combat force of the host and brought ruin to the land of the sons of Ammon. He came and besieged Rabbah, while David remained in Jerusalem. Then Joab smote Rabbah and demolished it. David took the crown of Milcom off its head and found it to be a talent of gold in weight, with precious stones in it, and it was put on David's head. The amount of loot of the city that he brought forth was very great. As for the people who were in it, he brought them forth and set them to work to raise it down with iron threshers and with severing instruments. So David did to all the cities of the sons of Ammon. Then David and all the soldiers returned to Jerusalem. It occurred afterward that there was again a battle with the Philistines at Gezer. Then Sibbekai the Hushathite smote Sipai, who was among those born of the Rephaim, and they were made submissive. When there was again a battle with the Philistines, Elhanan son of Jair smote Lami, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear had a shaft like the heddle rod of a weaver. There was again a battle at Gath. A giant came, with his six fingers and six toes, 24 in number. He too was born to the Rapha. When he challenged Israel, Jonathan, son of David's brother Shimeah, smote him. Those were born to the Rapha in Gath. They fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Chapter 21. Satan stood up against Israel and incited David to count Israel. So David said to Joab and to the chiefs of the people, "Go, number Israel from Beersheba unto Dan, and bring it to me so that I may know their number." Joab replied, "May Yahweh add to his people 100 times as many as they are. My lord the king, are not all of them servants to my lord? Why should my lord insist on this? Why should he involve Israel in guilt?" Yet the king's word was unyielding to Joab. So Joab went forth and walked through all Israel. He then came back to Jerusalem. Joab gave the number of the census of the people to David. It came to be, in all Israel, 100,000 men drawing the sword, and in Judah, 470,000 men drawing the sword. As for Levi and Benjamin, he did not visit in their midst, for the king's word had become abhorrent to Joab. This word was also evil in the eyes of the one, Elohim, so that he smote Israel. David said to the one, "Elohim, I have sinned intensely in that I have done this thing. Now I pray, cause the depravity of your servant to pass away, for I was exceedingly unwise." Then Yahweh spoke to God, David's vision seer, saying, "Go, and you will tell David, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I proffer you 3 things. Choose for yourself 1 of them, that I may do it to you." When Gad came to David, he said to him, "Thus speaks Yahweh, take your choice. Should there be 3 years of famine, or should there be 3 months of being swept away before your foes, with the sword of your enemies overtaking you? Or should there be 3 days of the sword of Yahweh and of plague in the land, with the messenger of Yahweh bringing ruin throughout the territory of Israel? Now see what word I should bring back to the one sending me." David replied to Gad, "Utter distress is mine. Do let me fall, I pray, into the hand of Yahweh, for his compassions are very abundant. But let me not fall into the hand of humanity." So Yahweh cast the plague on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. Then the one Elohim sent a messenger to Jerusalem to ruin it. When he was about to bring ruin, Yahweh was vigilant and showed himself merciful as to the evil, and said to the messenger who was causing ruin, "Enough, now hold back your hand." The messenger of Yahweh was standing at the threshing site of Ornan the Jebusite. David lifted his eyes and saw the messenger of Yahweh standing between the earth and the heavens, with his drawn sword in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, covered in sackcloth, fell on their faces. Now David spoke to the one, "Elohim, was it not I alone, I who ordered a count of the people? It is I, the one who has sinned, I, the shepherd, who has caused this evil. But these are the flock. What have they done? O Yahweh, my Elohim, let your hand come to be, I pray, against me and my father's house, and not for a stroke against your people." As for the messenger of Yahweh, he ordered Gad to tell David that David should ascend to set up an altar to Yahweh at the threshing site of Ornan the Jebusite. So David went up at the word of Gad that he had spoken in the name of Yahweh. Ornan had turned back and seen the messenger, yet his 4 sons who were with him had hidden themselves. while Ornan was threshing wheat. When David came over to Ornan, then Ornan looked up and saw David and went forth from the threshing site. He prostrated himself before David, his brow toward the earth. David said to Ornan, "Do give me the place of your threshing site, so that I may build an altar to Yahweh on it. At the full current price, sell it to me, that the stroke may be restrained from the people." Yet Ornan said to David, "Take it as your own, and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. See, I donate the oxen for a scent offerings, the threshing sledges for wood, and the wheat for the approach present. I donate all of it." King David replied to Ornan, "No, for I shall buy it at the full current price, because I shall not carry what is yours to Yahweh and offer up an ascent offering gratuitously." So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. Then David built there an altar to Yahweh and offered up ascent offerings and peace offerings. He called on Yahweh, who answered him with fire from the heavens upon the altar of the ascent offering. Then Yahweh spoke to the messenger, and he returned his sword to its sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him on the threshing site of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. But the tabernacle of Yahweh that Moses had made in the wilderness and the altar of ascent offerings were at that time on the high place at Gibeon, and David was unable to go before it to seek after Elohim, since he was frightened because of the sword of the messenger of Yahweh. Chapter 22. So David said, "This is to be the house of Yahweh, the one, Elohim, and this is to be an altar for ascent offerings for Israel." Then David ordered to collect together all the sojourners who were in the land of Israel, whom he recruited as stone hewers to hew trim stones for building the house of the one, Elohim. David laid in great stores of iron for nails for the doors of the gateways and for clamps, and copper in such abundance there was no weighing it, and of cedar timbers there was no numbering, for the Sidonians and the Tyrians brought cedar timbers in abundance to David. For David had said, "Solomon my son is youthful and tender, and the house to be built for Yahweh must become surpassingly magnificent, to win renown and beauteous distinction throughout all the lands. Do let me now lay in stores for it." So David was laying in great stores before his death. Moreover, he called Solomon his son and enjoined him to build a house for Yahweh Elohim of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, as for myself, it was in my heart to build a house for the name of Yahweh, my Elohim. But the word of Yahweh came against me, saying, 'Much blood have you shed, and great wars have you waged. Not you shall build the house for my name, for much blood have you shed on the earth before me. Behold, a son is being born to you. He shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about. Indeed, Solomon shall be his name, and peace and quiet shall I grant to Israel in his days. It is he who shall build the house for my name, and he shall be to me like a son, and I for him like a father. I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel for the eon. Now, my son, may Yahweh be with you, that you may prosper and build the house of Yahweh your Elohim, just as he has spoken concerning you. Only may Yahweh give you intelligence and understanding when he commissions you over Israel, that you may keep the law of Yahweh your Elohim. Then you shall prosper if you observe to keep the statutes and the ordinances that Yahweh enjoined on Moses for Israel. Be courageous and resolute. Do not be fearful and do not be dismayed. Behold, in my humiliation I have laid in stores for the house of Yahweh 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver. As for copper and iron, there was no weighing it, for it was in abundance. I have also laid in stores of timber and stones, and you shall add to them. With you in abundance are those doing the work of stone, hewers, masons, carpenters, and everyone wise in any kind of work. As for the gold, the silver, and the copper, and the iron, there is no numbering. Rise and act, and may Yahweh be with you." Then David enjoined on all chief officials of Israel to help Solomon his son, "Is not Yahweh your Elohim with you, and has he not granted you rest round about? For he has given into my hand the dwellers of the land, so that the land is subdued before Yahweh and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek after Yahweh your Elohim, and rise and build the sanctuary of Yahweh, the one, Elohim, to bring the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh and the holy vessels of the one, Elohim, to the house that is to be built for the name of Yahweh." Chapter 23. When David was old and was satisfied with days, He made Solomon his son king over Israel. He gathered together all chief officials of Israel and the priests and the Levites. The Levites were numbered from 30 years old and upward, and their number by their polls of masters was 38,000. Of these 24,000 were acting as overseers over the work of the house of Yahweh, 6,000 as superintendents and judges, 4,000 as gatekeepers, and 4,000 were praising Yahweh with instruments that I had provided for giving praise. David split them up into apportionments corresponding to the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. To the Gershonite, Ladan and Shimei, the sons of Ladan, Jehiel the head, Zetham and Joel, three in all, the sons of Shimei, Shelemeth, Haziel, and Haran. These three were the heads of the fathers' houses of Ladan, the sons of Shimei, Jahath, Zena, Jush, and Beriah. These were the sons of Shimei, four in all. Jahath was the head, and Ziza the second. Yet Jush and Beriah did not have many sons, so they became a father's house together, a single roster. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four in all. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. Yet Aaron was set apart to sanctify him for the Holy of Holies, that he and his sons for the eon should fume incense before Yahweh, minister to him and bless in his name for the eon. As for Moses, the man of the one, Elohim, his sons themselves were called among the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses, Gershom and Eliezer. The sons of Gershom had Shebuel as the head. The sons of Eliezer came to have Rehabiah as the head. No other sons came to Eliezer. Yet the sons of Rehabiah were surpassingly numerous. The sons of Izhar had Shelemeth as the head. The sons of Hebron, Jeriah the head, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth. The sons of Uziel, Micah the head, and Ishiah the second. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. The sons of Mali, Eleazar and Kish. Eleazar died, and there were no sons for him, but rather daughters. The sons of Kish, their kinsmen, married them. The sons of Mushi, Mali, Ader, and Jeremoth, three in all. These were the sons of Levi according to their fathers' houses. The heads of the fathers' houses, as they were enrolled with the number of names by their polls, who did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh from 20 years old and upward. For David had said, Yahweh Elohim of Israel has granted rest to his people, and he is tabernacling in Jerusalem still for the eon. So the Levites too are not to carry the tabernacle or any of its vessels for its service. For by the last instructions of David, these were the number of the sons of Levi from 20 years old and upward. For their officiation was at the side of the sons of Aaron, for the service of the house of Yahweh, taking care of the courts and the rooms, and the cleansing of everything that is holy, the performance of the service of the house of the one, Elohim, also the bread of array and the flour for the approach present, and the unleavened wafers and flat cakes and well-mixed offerings, as well as every kind of quantity and size. They were to stand morning by morning to acclaim and to praise Yahweh, and likewise at evening, and whenever a sin offerings were offered up to Yahweh, on Sabbaths, new moons, and appointed festivals, by number according to their custom, continually before Yahweh. Thus they kept the charge of the tent of appointment, and the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their kinsmen, for the service of the house of Yahweh. Chapter 24. As for the sons of Aaron, these were their apportionments. Aaron's sons were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Yet Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and there were no sons for them. So Eleazar and Ithamar served as priests. David, acting with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, apportioned them for their supervision in their service. Since the sons of Eleazar were found to have more headmen than the sons of Ithamar, they apportioned them, 16 to the sons of Eleazar as heads for their father's houses, and 8 to the sons of Ithamar for their father's houses. They apportioned them by lots, these along with those, for they were all chiefs of the sanctuary and chiefs of the one, Elohim, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Ithamar. Shemaiah the scribe, a Levite, son of Nethanel, wrote them down before the king, the chief officials, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech son of Abiathar, the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and of the Levites. One father's house was held by Eleazar, and one was held by Ithamar. The first lot came forth for Jehoiarib, the second for Jediah, the third for Harim, the fourth for Seorim, the fifth for Malchijah, the sixth for Mijamin, the seventh for Hakoz, the eighth for Abijah, the ninth for Jeshua, the tenth for Shechaniah, the 11th for Eliashib, the 12th for Jochim, the 13th for Huppah, the 14th for Jeshabeab, the 15th for Bilgah, the 16th for Immer, the 17th for Hazir, the 18th for Hapazez, the 19th for Pethahiah, the 20th for Jehezkel, Lot 21 for Jachin, the 22nd for Gamul, the 23rd for Deliah, the 24th for Maziah. This was their roster for their service, to enter the house of Yahweh according to their due right by the hand of Aaron their father, just as Yahweh Elohim of Israel had instructed him. As for the rest of the sons of Levi, for the sons of Amram, Shubael, for the sons of Shubael, Jediah. As for Rehabiah, for the sons of Rehabiah, Ishiah the head, for the Izrahite, Shelemoth, for the sons of Shelemoth, Jahath, and the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the head, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth, the sons of Uziel, Micah, for the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, for the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi, with the sons of Jaziah, his son, the sons of Merari by Jaziah, his son, Shoham, Zachar, and Ibri, for Mali, Eleazar, yet there were no sons to him. As for Kish, the sons of Kish, Jeremiel, the sons of Mushi, Mali, Adar, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites by their fathers' houses. They also cast lots to correspond with their kinsmen, the sons of Aaron, before David the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers of the priests and of the Levites, the head of the fathers to correspond with his youngest brother. Chapter 25. David and the chief officials of the Levitical host also set apart for service the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and Jeduthun, the ones prophesying with harps, zithers, and cymbals. Their roster of workmen according to their service was, from the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherelah. Asaph's sons were under the hand of Asaph, who prophesied under the hands of the king. As for Jeduthun, from the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zeri, Jeshiah, Shimei, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah. Six in all under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with the harp to acclaim and to praise Yahweh. As for Heman, from the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebuel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidalti, Romamti Ezer, Joshbakasha, Malothi, Hothir, and Mahazioth. All these were sons of Heman, the vision seer of the king by the words of the one Elohim, to raise up a horn. The one Elohim gave Haman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father in song at the house of Yahweh, with cymbals, zithers, and harps, for the service of the house of the one Elohim, under the hands of the king in Asaph, in Jeduthun, in Heman. Their number with their kinsmen who had been taught the song for Yahweh was 288, everyone being proficient. They cast lots for their term of duty, the youngest to correspond with the oldest, the proficient with the learner. The first lot for Asaph came forth for Joseph, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. Gedaliah the second, he and his kinsmen and his sons, 12. The third Zachar, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The fourth for Izri, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The fifth Nethaniah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The sixth Bukiah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The seventh Jeshurelah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The eighth Jeshiah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The ninth Mattaniah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The tenth Shimei, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The 11th Azarel, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. The 12th for Hashabiah, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. For the 13th, Shubael, his sons and his kinsmen, 12. For the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 15th, for Jeremoth, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 16th, for Hananiah, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 17th, for Joshbekasha, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 18th, for Hanani, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 19th, for Malathi, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 20th, for Eliatha, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For Lot 21, for Hathor, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 22nd, for Gidalti, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 23rd, for Mahazioth, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. For the 24th, for Romamti Ezer, his sons and his kinsmen. 12. Chapter 26. For the apportionments of the gatekeepers. To the Korahites, Meshelemiah son of Kore, from the sons of Asaph. Meshelemiah had sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebadiah the third, Jathniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Jehohanan the sixth, Elihoenai the seventh. Obed-Edom also had sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, Sekar the fourth, Nethanel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pulathai the eighth, for Elohim had blessed him. Sons were also born to his son Shemaiah. They were the rulers of their father's house, for they were masters of valor. The sons of Shemaiah, Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabad. His brothers, sons of valor, were Elihu and Semachiah. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom, they and their sons and their brothers, men of valor with vigor for the service, 62 belonging to Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and brothers, sons of valor, 18 in all. Hosa from the sons of Merari had sons, Shimri the head. Though he was not the firstborn, his father appointed him as head, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa were 13. These were the apportionments of the gatekeepers by their headmen, whose term of duty was to correspond with their kinsmen to minister in the house of Yahweh. They cast lots, whether young or old, in their father's houses, gate by gate. The lot for the east gate fell to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for Zechariah his son, a counselor with intelligence, and his lot came forth to be the north gate. To Obed-Edom went the south gate, and to his sons the house of gatherings. To Shupim and to Hosa went the west gate with the Shalaketh gate on the ascending entranceway. Guard group was to correspond with guard group. At the east were 6 for a day, at the north 4 for a day, at the south 4 for a day, and at the house of gatherings, 2 by 2. At the precinct to the west, 4 at the entranceway and 2 at the precinct. These were the apportionments of the gatekeepers, of the sons of the Korahite, and of the sons of Merari. Fellow Levites were in charge of the treasuries of the house of the one, Elohim, and of the treasuries of holy donations. The sons of Ladan, the sons of the Gershonite belonging to Ladan, the heads of the father's houses belonging to Ladan, the Gershonite, Jehieli. The sons of Jehieli, Zetham and Joel, his brother, were in charge of the treasuries of the house of Yahweh. As for the Amramite, the Israelite, the Hebronite, the Uzalite, Shebuel son of Gershom son of Moses, was governor in charge of the treasuries. His brothers through Eliezer, Rehabiah his son, Jeshiah his son, Joram his son, Zikri his son, and Shelemith his son. This Shelemith and his brothers were in charge of all the treasuries of the holy donations that David the king, the heads of the father's houses, the chiefs of thousands and hundreds, and chiefs of the military host had sanctified. From the battles and from the loot they sanctified gifts to maintain the house of Yahweh. All that Samuel the seer had sanctified, and Saul son of Kish, and Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zeruiah, or what any other man had sanctified, was under the hand of Shelemith and his brothers. The Israelite, Kenaniah and his sons were designated for the outside work over Israel as superintendents and judges. The Hebronite, Hashabiah and his brothers, 1,700 sons of ability, were in charge of the supervision of Israel from this side of the Jordan westward, for all the work of Yahweh and for the king's service. As for the Hebronite, Jerijah was the head of the Hebronite, according to the genealogical records of the fathers. In the 40th year of David's reign, they were sought out, and masters of valor were found among them in Jazer Gilead. And his brothers, 2,700 sons of ability, were heads of the fathers' houses. David the king gave them supervision over the Reubenite, the Gadite, and the half-tribe of Manasseh for all matters of the one, Elohim, and matters of the king. Chapter 27. These were the sons of Israel according to their roster of heads of the fathers' houses, the chiefs of thousands and hundreds, and their militia clerks, who were ministering to the king in every matter of the army divisions that entered and that went out month by month during all the months of the year. Each army division had 24,000 conscripts. Over the first army division for the first month was Jashobeam, son of Zabdiel, with 24,000 in his army division. He was from the sons of Perez, the head of all chiefs of the military host for the first month. Over the army division of the second month was Dodai the Ahohite. His army division had Mikloth as chief officer, with 24,000 in his army division. The chief of the third militia host for the third month was Benaiah son of Jehoiada, the principal priest, with 24,000 in his army division. This Benaiah was a masterful man among the 30 and over the 30, and over his army division was Amizabad his son. The fourth for the fourth month was Asahel, brother of Joab, and his son Zebadiah after him, with 24,000 in his army division. The fifth chief for the fifth month was Shamhuth the Israelite, with 24,000 in his army division. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira son of Ikish, the Tekoite, with 24,000 in his army division. The seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim, with 24,000 in his army division. The eighth for the eighth month was Sibbekai the Hushathite of the Zerahite, with 24,000 in his army division. The ninth for the ninth month was Abizer the Anathothite of the Benjamite, with 24,000 in his army division. The tenth for the tenth month was Maharai the Netophathite of the Zerahite, with 24,000 in his army division. The 11th for the 11th month was Benaiah the Prathonite of the sons of Ephraim, with 24,000 in his army division. The 12th for the 12th month was Heldai the Netophathite of Othniel, with 24,000 in his army division. In charge of the tribes of Israel were chief officer Eleazar son of Zikri for the Reubenite, Shephatiah son of Maacah for the Simeonite, Hashabiah son of Kemuel for the Levite, Zadok for Aaron, Elihu, one of the brothers of David, for Judah, Omri son of Michael for Issachar, Ishmaiah son of Obadiah for Zebulun, Jeremoth son of Azrael for Naphtali, Hoshea son of Azaziah for the sons of Ephraim, Joel son of Pedaiah for the half-tribe of Manasseh, Iddo son of Zechariah for the Gilead half of Manasseh, Jaziel son of Abner for Benjamin, Azarel son of Jeraham for Dan. These were the chief officers of the tribes of Israel. David did not obtain the number of those 20 years old and below, for Yahweh had promised to make Israel as numerous as the stars of the heavens. Joab son of Zeruiah started to count them, but he did not finish. Wrath came on Israel on account of this, and the number did not come up in the scroll of the Chronicles of King David. Azmaveth son of Adiel was in charge of the royal storehouses. Jonathan son of Uzziah was in charge of the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, in the shelters, and in the towers. Over those doing the work of the field, the servicing of the ground, was Ezri son of Kelub. Shimei the Ramathite was in charge of the vineyards. Zabdi the Shipmite was in charge of products from the vineyards for the wine vats. Baalhanan the Gederite was in charge of the olive trees and the mulberry trees which were in the low foothills. And Josh had charge of the oil storehouses. Shitrai the Sharonite was overseeing the grazing herd in Sharon. And Shaphat son of Adlai, the herd in the vales. Obal the Ishmaelite was overseeing the camels, and Jediah the Maranathite the Jennies. Jassiz the Hagrite was overseeing the flock. All these were the chief officials in charge of the goods that belonged to King David. Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a man of understanding. He was also a scribe. Jehiel son of Hachmoni was with the king's sons. Ahithophel was also a counselor of the king. Hushai the Archite had been the king's associate. After Ahithophel were Jehoiada son of Benaiah and Abiathar, and Joab was chief of the king's militia host. Chapter 28. David assembled at Jerusalem all the chief officials of Israel, the chief officers of the tribes, the chiefs of the army divisions who were ministering to the king, the chiefs of thousands, the chiefs of hundreds, and the chief officials in charge of all the goods and livestock belonging to the king and his sons, with the court officials, the masterful men, and every master of valor. King David rose to his feet in the midst of the assembly and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. As for myself, it was in my heart to build a house of rest for the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh, for the footstool of our Elohim, and I laid in stores for building. But the one Elohim," he said to me, "not you shall build the house for my name, for you are a man of wars, and you have shed blood. Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, chose me out of all my father's house to be king over Israel for the eon, for it was Judah that he chose as governor, and in the house of Judah my father's house, and among my father's sons it pleased him to make me king over all Israel. Out of all my sons, for many are the sons whom Yahweh has given me, he chose Solomon my son to sit on the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. Further he said to me, 'Solomon your son, he shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be for me like a son, and I myself shall become for him like a father. I will establish his kingdom for the eon if he holds fast to the observance of my instructions and my ordinances, as at this day.' Now therefore, in the eyes of all Israel, the assembly of Yahweh, and in the ears of our Elohim, observe and seek after all the instructions of Yahweh your Elohim, in order that you may tenant the good land, and may give it as an allotment to your sons after you for the eon. And you, Solomon, my son, know the Elohim of your fathers, and serve him wholeheartedly and with a delighting soul. For Yahweh inquires into all hearts, and he understands every form of devisings. If you seek after him, he shall be found by you. But if you forsake him, he shall cast you off for the future. See now that Yahweh has chosen you to build a house as a sanctuary. Be steadfast and do it." Then David gave Solomon his son a pattern of the portico, a pattern of the house, its storerooms, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the housing for the propitiatory shelter. Also the pattern of all that had come to him by the Spirit for the courts of the house of Yahweh, and for all the surrounding rooms, for the treasuries of the house of the one, Elohim, and for the treasuries of the holy donations, for the apportionments of the priests and the Levites, for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh, and for all the vessels of the service of the house of Yahweh, for the gold by weight for all the gold vessels used in service by service, for all the silver vessels by weight for all the vessels used in service by service, for the weight of the gold lampstands and their gold lamps with the weight of lampstand by lampstand and its lamps, for the silver lampstands by weight for each lampstand and its lamps according to the service of lampstand by lampstand, for the gold by weight for the tables of the bread in array, table by table, as well as silver for the silver tables, for the pure gold of the forks, the sprinkling bowls and the chalices, for the gold by weight for the small bowls, small bowl by small bowl, and for the small silver bowls by weight, small bowl by small bowl, for the purified gold by weight for the altar of incense, also for the gold for the model of the chariot of the cherubim, spreading their wings and overshadowing the coffer of the covenant of Yahweh. All this into which Yahweh gave me insight by his hand on me is in writing, all the details of the pattern. Further, David said to Solomon his son, "Be steadfast, be resolute, and do it. Do not be fearful, and do not be dismayed, for Yahweh Elohim, my Elohim, is with you. He shall not neglect you nor forsake you until all the work for the service of the house of Yahweh is finished. Here are the apportionments of the priests and the Levites for all the service of the house of the one Elohim. And with you for all the work will be every willing man with wisdom for every kind of service. Also the chief officials and all the people will be holy at your word." Chapter 29. Then David the king said to the entire assembly, "Solomon my son, the one whom Elohim has chosen, is youthful and tender. Yet the work to be done is great, not just for a man's castle, but for Yahweh Elohim. With all my resources I have laid in stores for the house of my Elohim, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, copper for the copper, iron for the iron, and wood for the wooden work. Onyx stones and setting stones, stones of antimony and variegated colors, as well as every precious stone and marble stones in abundance. Furthermore, since I hold dear the house of my Elohim, I give the valuable treasure of gold and silver that I have to the house of my Elohim, above and beyond all that I have laid in stores for the holy house, 3,000 gold talents of Ophir gold and 7,000 talents of purified silver for coating the sidewalls inside. Gold for the gold work and silver for the silver and for all the work by the hand of the craftsman. Now who will voluntarily consecrate himself today for Yahweh? Then the chiefs of the fathers' houses, the chief officers of the tribes of Israel, the chiefs of thousands and hundreds, as well as the chief officials in charge of the king's work, volunteered to give for the service of the house of the One. Elohim, 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of copper, and 100,000 talents of iron. Those to whom precious stones were available gave them to the treasury of the house of Yahweh under the hand of Jehiel the Gershonite. And the people rejoiced because of their voluntary offerings, for they had willingly and wholeheartedly given to Yahweh. David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Then David blessed Yahweh before the eyes of the entire assembly. David said, "Blessed be you, O Yahweh, Elohim of our father Israel, from the eon and until the eon. Yours, O Yahweh, are greatness, mastery, beauty, permanence, and splendor, indeed everything in the heavens and on the earth. Yours, O Yahweh, is the kingship, lifting yourself up as head over all. Riches and glory come from before you, and you are ruling over all. In your hand is vigor and mastery, and it is in your hand to magnify and to fortify everyone. And now, our Elohim, we are acclaiming you and are praising your beauteous name. But who am I and who is my people that we should retain the vigor to give willingly like this? For everything comes from you, and it is the gift from your hand that we have given to you. For we are sojourners before you and settlers like all our fathers. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no expectation. O Yahweh, our Elohim, all this superabundance that we have laid in stores to build you a house for your holy name, it is a gift from your hand, and it is all yours. I know, O my Elohim, that you are testing the heart and are pleased with uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly given all these things. And now your people who have converged here, I have seen them with joy making voluntary offerings to you. O Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, do keep this for the eon as a form of devising in the heart of your people and establish their heart toward you. And to Solomon, my son, give wholeheartedness to observe your instructions, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all and to build the house for which I have laid in these stores. Then David said to the entire assembly, "Now bless Yahweh your Elohim." So the entire assembly blessed Yahweh Elohim of their fathers. They bowed their heads low and prostrated themselves before Yahweh and the king. They sacrificed sacrifices to Yahweh and offered up a sin offerings to Yahweh on the morrow of that day. 1,000 young bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 he lambs and their libations, and sacrifices in abundance for all Israel. They ate and drank before Yahweh on that day with great rejoicing. Then they proclaimed David's son Solomon king a second time and anointed him before Yahweh as governor and Zadok as priest. So Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of his father David and prospered, and all Israel hearkened to him. All the chief officials, the masters of war, and all the sons of King David as well gave their hand in support of Solomon the king. Yahweh magnified Solomon so highly in the eyes of all Israel and bestowed on him royal splendor such as had not come on any king over Israel before him. As for David son of Jesse, he had reigned over all Israel, and the days he reigned over Israel were 40 years. In Hebron he reigned 7 years, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years. He died in a good and gray-haired age, satisfied with days, riches, and glory, and Solomon his son became king in his stead. The affairs of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the annals of Samuel the seer, in the records of Nathan the prophet, and in the records of Gad the vision seer, together with all his reign and his masterful deeds, and the times that had passed over him and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the lands.